USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said on Tuesday that the open hearings next week to examine the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh could be canceled if the accuser doesn't accept the committee's invitation. Senator John Cornyn from Texas spoke about this today from Capitol Hill.
We wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July, said nothing about it during the course of the hearing for Judge Kavanaugh, and now raising it at this late date.
Shares of Tesla dropped 10% on Tuesday on news that the electric car maker is the subject of a federal criminal probe. According to reports, CEO Elon Musk is under scrutiny for tweeting that he planned to take the company private, a plan that has since been scrapped. The Department of Justice did confirm that Musk is under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225.
Russia is being accused of cheating on sanctions on North Korea by actively working to undermine law enforcement by the United Nations. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
U.S. intelligence sources report at least 148 examples of illegal ship-to-ship transfers to smuggle refined petroleum products into North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, confronted Russia during her address to the U.N. Security Council.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
I'm John Clemens.
The Air Force estimates Space Force, President Donald Trump's planned new branch of the military, will cost $13 billion over the next 5 years, including $3 billion to start it up. That's according to the Defense News. The Air Force also estimated that 13,000 people will be needed on top of existing space operators to start the new branch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, President Trump welcomed the President of Poland to the White House for the first time during his presidency. A joint news conference was held and the President was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from back when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up. When Senator Feinstein sat with Judge Kavanaugh for a long period of time, a long, long meeting, she had this letter. Why didn't she bring it up? Why didn't she bring it up then? Why didn't the Democrats bring it up then? Because they obstruct and because they resist. That's the name of their campaign against me. They just resist. And they just obstruct. Then, frankly, I think they're lousy on policy, and in many ways they're lousy politicians, but they're very good on obstruction. And it's a shame, because this is a great gentleman. With all of that, I feel that the Republicans, and I can speak for myself, we should go through a process, because there shouldn't even be a little doubt. There shouldn't be a doubt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.